David Lodge is a British novelist well known for writing farces about life in academia, including Nice Work and Small World. He's a professor himself at the University of Birmingham. In 1980, Lodge wrote a novel exploring another fold of his own experience, Catholicism. That book, Souls and Bodies, has just been reissued in paperback. For critic Maureen Corrigan, the novel sparked these thoughts.
I went to Catholic grammar school, high school, and college, and by the end, my belief in mortal sin, limbo, and virgin birth was wearing pretty thin. And of course, there was the sexism. But the last straw came during my senior year in college. I went to a friend's wedding at a church called Our Lady of the Skies near Kennedy Airport. Instead of the usual crucifix above the altar, there was a giant silver statue of the Virgin Mary standing on a propeller whose blades were positioned in the shape of a cross. That was it for me. I just wasn't going to genuflect to a propeller. Since then, I haven't been inside many churches, but when I'm asked my religion on emergency medical forms, I always put Catholic. Maybe I retain some core of faith. Or maybe, as David Lodge writes, I'm one of those cowards who, when reminded of death, falls back on religion as my insurance policy, and Catholicism in particular, because it offers the most comprehensive coverage. In Souls and Bodies, Lodge lampoons the Catholic Church, which he finds every bit as absurd as the intellectual priesthood of academia. As always, Lodge writes with the knowledge and empathy of an insider. Like Evelyn Waugh, another great Catholic satirist, Lodge goes beyond the jokes to consider why some people remain Catholics, even while they question whether the Shroud of Turin might just be a slipcover and the Pope just another politician. Lodge's novel begins in 1952, when his characters are still undergraduates at a Catholic university in London, and it follows their lives over the next two decades. There's virtuous Angela and gloomy Ruth, who's prime nun material. Also Miles, who's tormented by the church's condemnation of homosexuality, and Father Brierley, the chaplain who avoids thinking about the dogma he preaches, and women. As Dennis, another member of the group, explains, the more you examine something like the changing of bread and wine into Christ's body and blood, the more bizarre it seems. Dennis wonders, at what point does the miracle of transubstantiation reverse itself, since it cannot be that Christ submits to the indignities of human digestion? Is it as the host begins to dissolve on the tongue, or as it travels down the esophagus that Christ jumps from his wheaten vehicle and into your soul? Though I came of age after Vatican II, hair-splitting questions like these were still the staple of my theology classes. Lodge is also brilliant at unraveling church logic, especially the baffling 1968 encyclical on human life that reaffirmed the ban on birth control and drove away hordes of young Catholics. Lodge finally understands belief in Catholicism by comparing it to the leap of faith that readers take when they enter a novel. He writes, "We all like to believe, if only in stories. People who find religious belief absurd are often upset if a novelist breaks the illusion of reality he's created." That makes sense to me. We all probably find ways to preserve our necessary fictions and only dissect the ones we think we can live without.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Souls and Bodies by David Lodge. It's published by Penguin Books.